So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "In ain Torah, without Torah, ain derech eretz. There's no such thing as derech eretz. There's no value to derech eretz. And derech eretz means multiple things. Derech eretz means midos, and also derech eretz means, parnasa. It can mean many things. But let's just call it in general a success in gashmius, okay? Or, derech eretz is some level of success in worldly things. So in Torah, without Torah, that you can't have derech eretz. Let's call it midos toivos. In derech eretz, and without derech eretz, in Torah, you can't have Torah. And then it says in chachma, without chachma, in yira, there's no fear of Hashem. In yira, without yira, in chachma, there's no chachma. In das, in bina, without das, you can't have bina. In main bina, in das, without bina, you can't have das. In kemach, without flour, without food, in Torah, you can't have Torah. In main Torah, you can't have Torah. In kemach. So the problem with this Mishnah is that which one comes first, right? Let's take kemach. In kemach, without kemach, you can't have Torah. Without food, you can't have Torah. Without Torah, you can't have food, so you'll never have either. Right? So how are you going to get, you have to get both at the same time? What's the Mishnah saying? Right? All these things. Without this, you can't have that. Without that, you can't have this. So then how do you ever have either one? That's a serious question, right, on this Mishnah. So Chaim Volozhiner explains to us over here what this actually means. Okay, he says a great pshat. He says when we say im ein Torah ein derech eretz, okay, then what we're saying is without Torah you cannot have good midos. It's impossible. You can't have good midos without Torah. And we've said this in the past, right? We said over a different pshat from Chaim Volozhiner in the past regarding this. Because if you don't have Torah, then you don't know what is good midos. You don't know to whom you should have good midos, right? The whole idea of good midos is people that deserve certain type of behavior, act to them a certain way. People that deserve a different type of behavior, act to them a different way, right? Everyone deserves the proper respect, right? But you have to know what they deserve, right? So how could you have proper midos if you don't know who's correct, who's not correct, what they're supposed to be doing, what they're not supposed to be doing? Are they raw? Are they, right? So in other words, you have to, in order to really have derech eretz, you need to have Torah, right? So an example that the Chazon Ish gives is, the Chazon Ish, I've said this before, Chazon Ish gives an example to this. He says, let's say you have store number one, and then you have store number two opens up next to store number one. So you're all upset at store number two. How do you do that? You're taking away the parnasa from store number one, and you go on this whole campaign against store number two. Then they go to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din says store number two has the right to open. So now you should be going on a whole campaign against store number one. Here you are, you think you're doing a big chesed by trying to help store number two, by trying to help store number one close down store number two. Really, the chesed would have been to help store number two stay open, because that's the one that pi halacha deserves the right to stay open. So you think you're doing chesed, you're really being a rasha. You're going against the halacha, what the halacha recognizes. You need to know what, one second, how do I look at this? Who's right, who's wrong? There's two sides to this. And you may be getting it completely wrong if you don't have Torah, if you don't have someone looking at it objectively and saying, from the Torah perspective, he's correct. Okay, if he's right, then I have to stand up for him. Right, so even chesed you can't necessarily have without Torah. And this is where Chaim Volozhiner has spoken this out before. So he says, when it says im ein Torah ein derech eretz, means without Torah you can't have derech eretz. The second half of the statement does not mean the same thing as the first half. So the second half of the statement, when it says im ein derech eretz ein Torah, it doesn't mean without derech eretz you can't have Torah. It means that you can't have derech eretz im ein Torah. If you don't have Torah, you can't have derech eretz. But if you have in ein derech eretz, ein Torah means, if you don't have derech eretz, then your Torah is valueless, has no value. So in ein Torah, without Torah, you can't have derech eretz. But if you only have Torah, then your Torah is valueless without the Derech Eretz. So it's actually telling you the order. It's saying Imein Torah, without Torah, ain't Derech Eretz. You can't have Derech Eretz. Imein Derech Eretz, but if you didn't come to Derech Eretz, ain't Torah. Your Torah has no value. Because if you just studied, then and you it never translated into Derech Eretz, then it wasn't worth it. The Torah is supposed to transform the person to being a person with Derech Eretz. If you just stopped there, you stopped short. So it comes that that's what the Mishnah is saying. So it's interesting. It's not saying that Im Ein Torah and Derech, you need both. It's saying this is the order. Im Ein Torah, without Torah, Ein Derech Eretz. But Im Ein Derech Eretz, if that didn't lead to Derech Eretz, then Ein Torah, then your Torah doesn't have value. Next one, im ein chachma, ein yira. So this is similar to what we said before. Without chachma, without Torah, you can't have yirashamayim. We've said this from Chaim V'Lajner many times. This is one of the main themes of the sefer, right? The person can't just say, "I want to be, I want to be tremendously pious." Okay, so you learn Torah and you become pious. But you can't just decide, "I want to be pious, but I don't know anything." Then maybe your piety is going to lead you down a very dangerous path. Right down a path of we've seen many people that have no Torah background and they decide to be pious, they end up being complete rishon. So they end up doing things which are against halacha and against Torah. So im ein chachma, without wisdom, in yira, you cannot have fear of heaven. But im ein yira, but if it didn't lead to yira in chachma, then your chachma had no value. If your wisdom was just strictly intellectual and it never led to the wisdom to the Yirah Shemayim, then it wasn't worth it. So that's the second half. Okay, now he's going to compare Da'as with Bina. Are we familiar with what Da'at is and what Bina is? What Da'at is knowledge, book knowledge. You have all the equations, all the formulas. It's knowledge. Bina is lahavin davar mitoich davar. Bina is now the ability to analyze, the analysis of things. So let's say you want to know, is electricity asur on Shabbos? So chachma will not help you because there's no Gemara anywhere that discusses that question. If electricity is asur on Shabbos, right? Obviously, you're not going to find that in the Gemara. So you could have all the chachma in the world, but if you don't have bina to apply it, bina means now, okay, I know the Gemara, but how does that apply to electricity? That's where bina comes in. So if you have chachma alone, it doesn't necessarily, help you all the way unless you have the bina. So that's what it's saying here. Im ein chachma, without chachma, obviously ein bina, you can't have bina. What good is your analytical skills if you don't know anything? So, I can analyze very well. All right, but you don't know anything, so what a good is it? There's a famous joke. A lot of times in certain places, you may have people that are educated, certain types of yeshivot or whatever, or certain areas, they educate the students in analytical skills, but they don't actually teach them anything. So there was a joke one time that one of the boys from that type of school went up to Shemayim. And they ask, and Hashem says, okay, you've been learning in this type of yeshiva your whole life, so let me test you on the whole Shas. So Shas, I never learned Shas. Okay, so let me test you on a few Masechtot. No, I don't really know too many Masechtot. Okay, so what do you know? He says, I learned this Masechet. Okay, what chapter? So the whole thing? No, not the whole thing. How much? Try the first chapter. Okay, so let's go to the end of the first chapter. No, not the end of the first chapter. I know the beginning. So he says, okay. So do you know the toast? I mean, the truth is, I'm not sure I know that well either, in the beginning. So you don't know anything. So he says back to Hashem, he says, look, I'll tell you, very simple. You give a shear on any masachet, and I'll ask you enough questions that it'll slug up your shear. Im ein chachma, ein bina. There's no point in the bina aspect if you don't have the base. You need the chachma. So im ein chachma, ein bina. But im ein bina, if that never got you to the bina, ein chachma, then your chachma is kind of not, doesn't have the full value. Because the full value of chachma, the wealth of knowledge is supposed to be there in order to now you know how to apply it. You know how to apply it to things which come up in different circumstances. That's what Bina is. So im ein chachma, ein Bina, without chachma you cannot have Bina. But im ein Bina, if you don't have the Bina, then your chachma is not, doesn't have the value. That's what it means. And then he says, ein kemach, ein Torah is the same thing. Without kemach, without sustenance, ein Torah. Then you can't study. How are you going to study if you're hungry all the time? How are you going to study if your mind is always on your bills that you have to pay? How are you going to study if you're just, you know, always trying to scrape together, you know? It's very hard. So im ein kemach, without physical sustenance, ein Torah. You can't have Torah. But im ein Torah, without Torah, ein kemach. There's no point in the physical sustenance. That's what he's saying. He says, it's true, im ein kemach, ein Torah. But without kemach, without parnasa, ein Torah. But if all you have is the parnasa, then it's not worth anything either. So he's saying you need both. That's what the Mishnah is saying. It's Geshmak HaPshat. Ein kemach, ein Torah. But if ein Torah, if you don't have Torah, then what was the point of the kemach? You know, like the guy says, you know, this guy's working really, really hard and whatever, and he finally comes in. So like Rav Tversky used to say. So he says, he comes into basically the point is this guy's working really hard. So he says, why are you working so hard? So he says, basically because, you know, I have to put away money for my kids. You know, I have to, so we have to put money away for my kids, or I have to send them to college. And why have to send your kids to college? Because they have to make money. Why do they have to make money? Because they need to put away money for their kids. Why do they have to put away money for their kids? So the kids can go to college. Right? So he says, you know, Tversky says, he says, at the end of the time, there's going to be this one child that's going to show us that the last 5,000 years, everyone was working for him, you know? So if the kemach is just like this circular thing that, you know, what's it, you know, after we had a little vacation now, you know, we start again this zman. So I always say, like, for us, the bein zmanim, the little vacation, is there to help us, you know, reinvigorate us so we can continue and study and start the new year and get back into the rhythm. But for some people, you ask them, like, why are you working so hard? I need to take a good vacation. So you're working 11 months a year so you can pay for your vacation. It's the opposite. The whole 11 months is to prepare for the vacation. Right? You really need to make sure that your vacation, you got to live it up. You know, for us, it's the opposite. You know, the vacation is to help us for the next 11 months, but it's not that the whole, you're working just to have vacation. So that's what it's saying. Ain't Torah, ain't kemach. It's true. If you don't have kemach, ain't Torah. But if ain't Torah without Torah, ain't kemach. Then the kemach itself doesn't have the correct value either. All right. So this is Rav Chaim Volozhiner's pshat. It's a brand new pshat in the Mishnah. You know, I've read this Mishnah many times, and it's always hard to understand. If this, that you can't have this. If you don't have B, without A, you can't have B, and without B, you can't have A. So how do you ever have either? So he's saying, no, that's not what it means. It means without A, you can't get to B. But if all you have is B, right? If you never got to B, it wasn't worth it either. So this is how he learns very nice pshat in the Mishnah. Okay? So next week, tomorrow night, I would like to try to finish the third chapter. And, you know, next week we start the fourth. So we'll be closing in a little bit. All right? Because we did the sixth, and now we did the first three. So we're getting there. All right, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Have a great night. Good night, David.
Thank you.
We'll see you.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.